Okay, so now we're up to part two, and we're moving on to Carmen.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Whatever they'd like to share.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Carmen.
Well, it's something good. When you say Carmen, I just hear it's coming, which is, and it feels very, very positive. It feels very, very lovely. It reminds me of the energy of, you're in Canada, but there's just the latest news of the ego playing itself out. And from a human perspective, it would seem like, oh, this is not good. Look at what's going on. But from a spiritual perspective, it's so good because we as a collective are looking at some very prominent ways of how our identification with lower beliefs is keeping all of us stuck. So there have been some brave souls that are willing to play roles so that we can observe the whole scenario sort of like as a teaching. So everything we experience is really a teaching for ourselves. But when things are projected for the entire nation to look at, it's a teaching for the whole. So that's what they're showing me regarding a certain situation I saw in the news, that it's good, it's really good, because we're alerting ourselves for the need of change. Now, the reason I mention that, it's the same feeling that I have when you say your name, that there are energies that are coming to you to bring forth change, and it is very good indeed. So, let me see what I can tell you about that, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
Gosh. Lady, you have opened the door. You have opened the door. I cannot even begin to tell you the high energies that are now coming through for you. You've done it. You opened something. And I literally see like the door open, the window open. And it's like that higher awareness, that higher voltage, that higher alignment is now entering. So whatever you did, it's very, very good. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
It has to do with what you're claiming for yourself. So remember, it's not about the linear concrete stuff, what's going on, because this is a dream, remember. What you're doing inside the dream phenomena is you're creating history or her story, you're changing her story, in that you're beginning to remember gold, you're beginning to remember who you really are, and you're permitting her to be heard, you're permitting her voice to be spoken, you're permitting those higher awarenesses, those higher truths to be honored. I mean, I'm just like ready to cry. I'm like ready to cry for happy, as my son used to say. Because only you could bring forth that entitlement. You had to recognize, in English, you had to love yourself enough to enjoy the truth of you. And I'll be very frank, it's sort of like no matter what the consequence, because you're realizing like that higher value is what's gonna save everything, that higher value that you're committed to is what's going to bring forth like God or goddess energy onto earth. So whatever you did, you claimed it. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
And what you want to do now is allow those good works to take hold. In other words, that new energy, that new framework, that new vibration is going to influence things, and it's going to shift things for everyone's best and highest good, giving and receiving. So you claim that. So it's really releasing the struggle and realizing that you're following your divine plan of allowing, just like Deborah was talking about, allowing yourself to be the way shower. Because you're here in this drama, in this fabricated existence, it's a dream, to bring in the light, to bring in the light. So, oh God, I just had a flash. You're not gonna, like this, I just had this flash. This is your light. So you're doing this because this is why you're here. This is what you came here to do. And so it's like that higher influence will now shift things, change things, because everything is vibration and you're bringing in that higher alliance. Does that make sense?
I started writing and I really don't know what happened, whether I surrendered or I allowed it, but the, like, learning Genesis, learning the physics, learning the sub-particles, like going through, learning chemistry, like going through all that, it's like, it's suddenly like clicking, like as I I'm writing it and I'm just, it's clicking, like I'm, you know, like my father, I haven't been writing like 100%, I had to stop, but I kind of made like a table of contents where it was just like, okay, I know I'm connecting the dots and I'm really understanding energy. And I feel like, and it's so funny because I've come to this realization that like the feminine, it is the creator. So it was so interesting that you were mentioning that, and just, it's clicked. And I'm really starting to put the puzzle together, and how astrology all fits together, and life, and it's like, wow. But then at the same time, like that, I got that news with my father at being ill, and I was like, oh my gosh, isn't this interesting that this is both happening at the same time? And then Friday was very linear, you know, I had to get my passport, I had to do all these linear things. And then Saturday, my aunt called me, and she just asked a simple question, you know, like, who's in charge of his will? And then it just, like, another click. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the executor of his will. And I just started writing all these decrees. Like, he gave me his will. I'm the executor. And I just started doing all these decrees, and I'm like, I can heal him. Like, he gave me his will to do. So I'm just wondering, like, I've written some decrees. I've done everything spiritual that I know I can do. I'm still doing more, tons of energetic healing. I'm just wondering if it's helping.
Yes, it's helping. They're showing me the Sun card in Tarot. Yes, it's helping. Remember, it's helping for his highest and best good. So I don't know the outcome, but what I know is he's receiving it on a soul level. And so it's helping his soul, and he's using it for his highest choice. So keep in mind that his highest choice is not always what a linear choice would be. Now, I'm not, don't take that as a projection, like I'm trying to hint anything one way or the other. I'm really just taking a neutral stance, which is what they're asking me to do, and reminding you to remember that you're connecting to him on a soul level. But you're providing joy, you're providing comfort, and they just keep showing me the Sun card. So yes, it's helping. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't even know what else to say. I'm trying not to be egotistical about it, but at the other time, I'm trying to, like, I can own this. I can claim this. I always felt like I could win the lottery. I just never thought it would be the spiritual lottery. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because Avril and Deborah, they were talking about Jesus, and I love Jesus. I love Jesus for who he was, both man and, you know, the way shower, and, you know, to walk in his footsteps and to be like, I can be like that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's unbelievable, Nicole. I'm so thankful for everything that you've helped me to awaken, and just being there for me.
Mm, My heart. Oh, mwah.
Truly. Oh, I did want to ask, because the timing was so interesting, that why this is happening in my dream. Like, I don't want my father's illness to be like some sort of awakening moment for me. I don't want to think like he's going through that, but everything is dream consequence. I wanted to understand why it was happening. Like, why I'm dreaming this in.
They're saying just to remember that everything's serving the atonement. Everything's serving our awakening. Everyone's playing their part. See if there's anything else I can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
The only thing else I can add is it's teaching you how to embrace all moments. It's teaching you how to go beyond your linear self to your truth. I'll leave you with that.
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So much love. Okay, there's a chat. Let me see what this says. How can we not use our minds when sometimes it helps us with our understanding of the world around us? How can we not use our minds? LaToya, do you want to explain that a little bit more so I understand what you're asking?
So as per Carmen's message, she started getting into physics and chemistry and just those other, elements, and it helped her to get an understanding about some things that she didn't have before.
Mm-hmm. And so the question is,
like, there's a linear world, right, that we all are a part of, mm-hmm. and that's this information is in the linear world. So aren't we supposed to use it also to help us get an understanding of some things?
What they're saying is they're helping her to understand the cause of what we experience in the linear world. So in other words, receiving the spiritual cause or reasoning or purpose behind that which is unfolding in the linear world, which is really our dream world, which is really our consciousness. At the end of the day, it's all our consciousness. So they're helping her to understand the symbolic gesture or meaning behind that which has been created in form as we experience it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
asking my question. Okay. All right, sweetheart. All right. Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Could I have a message and a question?
Mm-hmm. Release your understanding of self. You're in the process of shape-shifting, is what I would call it. You're looking very shamanic to me. And it has something to do with the upcoming birthing process of aligning with some forces of strength, forces of power, forces of spiritual endowment. So you're shifting energetically, where you may suddenly feel, you may suddenly see symbols, like I see Hathor. You may suddenly see symbols, you may suddenly feel things, you may suddenly feel like someone's next to you, because all this is actually occurring right now as you're bringing in your entitlements. So on a practical level, and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Allow yourself to receive that obligation. So like sometimes I'll look at a picture of Mary Magdalene or something and I'm like, oh, that's a pretty picture. And then when they get me to pause, like instead of just beep-bopping along in my linear mind, when they get me to pause, I will then feel her presence. And that's the reason why I suddenly thought to see her picture, or they got me to pass by something where there was her picture, is it was really that energy that I was aligning to all along. And so that symbol was helping me to recollect it, to connect to it. So this is about expansion for you. This is about going beyond, like we've been discussing the last couple people, going beyond being the people, being the person, going beyond the linear to those spiritual supports and remedies. So it's almost like this ongoing meditation where you're expanding. You're expanding. This one last part, and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
You've also got, oh gosh, calf. I can't get the words out. White buffalo calf woman. So she's there with you as well. So the more that you can feel that expansion, that stretch, that support, is just what it feels like, that will help strengthen that. And your question?
Lockie was in a car accident last week, and he hurt his neck, but not really bad. And so they just called him today and said, like, are you going to pursue a claim, you know, for your injuries? And he said, no, it's only going to be a couple visits at the chiropractor. And they offered him $1,000 from the insurance company to put towards the chiropractic fee and like time off work. And I don't know, I was just wondering if there's any reason not to accept that.
Oh gosh, I don't know that I'll know the answer to that.
I'm not getting clear guidance. It's not giving me a clear answer.
What does the chiropractor say about the injury?
It's nothing really serious. It's, he just has sore muscle and neck from being rear-ended.
Are they sending him?
They just called and said, we're going to give you, if you want, we can just give you $1,000. And if you don't make a claim, he's like, well, I wasn't going to make a claim anyway. I was just going to pay out of pocket to go to the chiropractor.
Are they sending him for an MRI?
No.
All right. Oh gosh. I don't know that I can answer it, only because of my personal association with all of this. I don't know if I could clear it enough to give you an answer. Let me try.
If he wanted to, he'd have to go through our car insurance company to make a claim.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was like, I'm not going to do that. And then the other person's car insurance called today, and he had just gone to the chiropractor. And they were like, oh, we can just give you this money instead of you going through your insurance company, and then we don't have to sue anything. We'll just give you cash.
I personally think it sounds perfectly fine to me, but give me a second, because there's just so much personal energy related to this issue. So give me just a second.
Okay.
Your husband is very cute energy. Say your name and his name.
Jennifer Lachlan.
And say his name one more time.
Lachlan.
On a personal level, it sounds fine to me. On a spiritual level, I cannot receive answer, but I'm going to try after group when the pressure's off me. And it's because of my personal association with the whole topic. So I'll just text you after the group.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, so let me see who we have not come to. Stephen.
Here I am.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
How can you help me? I will start with the message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Stephen.
It would be very purposeful for you to do some meditations for Mother Earth right now. So whatever you may or may not feel guided to do, whether you just, oh gosh, you know, like Saint Germain's violet flame around the earth, or the grid lighting up, or you just may go on the earth and just work with her on a more tangible nature, and then see that energy like really just traveling around the whole globe, because it's all an extension of self. There's no separation. Anything like that would be extremely purposeful and helpful at this time for two reasons. One is it supports the needs of the earth, but it also is going to help your own assimilation and understanding of yourself. So any kind of earth meditations would be very helpful right now. It's going to help her, but it's going to help you go beyond the limiting construct of the space-time continuum. So do something along those lines, if you will. And say your name again. And say your name again, please.
Stephen.
I'm trying to figure out what it is. You're traveling onward and upward, but you're insisting on taking some luggage of old energy or consequence with you. That may be the reason for those meditation recommendations. I'm trying to figure out, and they're showing me the card refusing to see. So it's the same thing, same imagery. Let me figure out what it is you're supposed to drop. There's something that it's time to drop, and I can't figure out what yet. So one moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Stephen.
Thank you. I'm going to say it this way. If at the end of the day you're provided for, does it really matter how the linear story works? Does it matter how it plays out? It's sort of like, think about Jenny's question. You know, someone's ready to walk up and hand them $1,000. If at the end of the day you're taken care of, do any of the details, do any of the story, does it matter? There's something that, there's something that you're holding on in terms of your attachment to the linear story, the linear timeline, that is not serving you. As you will allow yourself to remember you're dreaming all of this, that this is really all about aligning with your highest value, your highest truth, and remembering like you're basically a magician. So it's not about, I'll say it this way because I just feel the energy of it. Check yourself if you're still holding on to resentments, strongholds, anything like that. The reason being, and say your name one more time, please.
Stephen.
Spirit's trying to advance you. Spirit's trying to help you like into a new time focus or a timeline. And in order to do that, we're going to go back to like your luggage is too heavy. In order to do that, it's about releasing. So treat the linear world lightly. You still are obligated to it, pay your taxes, things like that. But really remember, it's all consciousness. And you're going to, I'm just going to ask them to show you the details because I don't know what it is. But there's something where you're still attached to the story. Like you're still believing it's real. And I'm going to make this up, but it's sort of like justice is due, or I don't know, something like that, where because you're still holding on to it, they are obligated to stay where you are rather than helping you to advance and move to like better living conditions. I'll say it that way, energetically speaking, at least. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And did you have a question?
I think that's enough of a homework.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Good to see you. Good to see you. Okay, I think that covers Angela.
Hi.
Oh, thank you, Karma and Elena. Okay, hi, Angela. How can we help you?
Yes, so it's me and my friend Raphael.
Oh, hi, Raphael. How can we help you guys?
I guess for me, what is for my highest and best good?
Okay. And say your first name.
Angela.
You're working with some totems. You know, like the Native Americans have these like totem poles, and I honestly don't know the significance of it, but there are different faces on them. So you're a little bit like Deborah's message, where she keeps finding herself in this scene where there's symbols and there's gold and she doesn't know why she's there, what she's doing. And she's in the process, oh my gosh, I literally see her levitating, so amazing. But anyway, she's in the process of downloading this material. It's the same thing with you. I see you with, I don't know if they're Indians or some kind of indigenous culture, but you're in the process of aligning to, okay, so when you were part of this culture, you were star seeds, and it was sort of like with the Native Americans, so I don't think it was Native American, but I'm just gonna use them as an example, that they were open to portals where they had interdimensional communications. They were very regularly visited because their consciousness received it. They understood the truth of reality. So at this time, you're receiving like an induction. You're receiving these higher channeled, they're calling it trophies, but you're receiving higher awarenesses, higher gifts. And this is going to start taking place in a very rapid, successive sort of operation, where it's sort of like you're going to wake up one day and feel like, oh, I feel better. You're literally like in a new timeline. Like there's going to be a lot of speed to this. So they're asking you to achieve your goals quite readily, in sort of like recommending kindness to self, to realize that you're ready to take these big strides. So they're showing me like you eating a sandwich and taking like really big bites because you can. So allow, in English, allow things to pass by. Allow the past to be the past. Allow yourself to receive the grace. In English, do not hold back. Do not hold back, because you're energetically shifting. And this is going to be like the cycle coming up now. You're going to be energetically shifting in rapid exchange. In other words, I literally see you like just taking these huge strides. And so things are going to shift very quickly. Allow it to occur. If suddenly friends drop or things shift or things that you thought would be there suddenly aren't, It's because you've surpassed the need for it. Allow it to drop. Allow it to shift. Allow yourself the gift of true memory. So back to these totem poles. You're receiving, and say your name again, please. Thank you. You're receiving important guidance. In English, it feels like you're becoming more multidimensional, where you're taking on different aspects of, they're saying, of needed guidance. So in different, you had a lifetime in, I'll say Scotland or Ireland or something like that. I see a kilt. So you're absorbing in different aspects of self that had like mastery skills, mastery information. And so it's like taking vitamins. It's like every day taking a vitamin from a different lifetime. So again, in English, you're going to be shifting very rapidly now. And it may seem, oh my gosh, you just may feel like a little different, or you may even get dizzy or something, because the shifting, it's not like a physical thing. It's more so of your mind trying to comprehend what's going on, you know? So it's sort of like when you start wearing bifocals, which I elected not to, but they say it can be a little difficult because we don't really see with our physical eyes, we see with our mind. So it's like sort of like adjusting. But all this to say, the reason they're bringing this to the forefront is don't slow down, don't stop the process. Allow it, trust it, trust it. They're literally showing me that oracle card where it says trust, and you just see her like open to new, just keep opening to new. You're ready. You want to remember that. You can go fast. You don't have to slow it down. Don't need the brakes. You're entitled. You're ready. So I hope that helps.
Yes.
So beautiful to see you. And would your love friend like a message as well? Okay. And,
Raphael.
And say it one more time.
Raphael.
Oh my gosh.
Raphael.
Oh my gosh. Can't you have him say that like 20 times a day? It sounds so beautiful. All right, let me focus though and say it one more time, please.
Raphael.
Thank you. Trust your higher impressions. You're like two peas in a pod. You as well are receiving higher gifts, higher impressions, higher streams of light. Trust that intuition. If logically, I'll use this as an example so you understand. You go to a restaurant and you have all the intention in the world to have the steak. They make good steaks, you're planning on it, you're looking forward to it. But you sit there and you open the menu and you suddenly want the chicken. You don't know why you want the chicken, but some chicken dish suddenly looks delicious to you. Have the chicken. So that's like a really easy way to remember it. But you're receiving, and just so you know, when I was giving you your message, my light suddenly was flickering. Like all of a sudden, like you probably didn't, so I don't know if you saw it here, but the light on top of me suddenly started flickering wildly. That was your spirit guides or something going on here. That was not me, I assure you. The light's perfectly fine now. It's never flickered ever, 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 ever. It was suddenly just like going crazy. So that was like confirmation of your message. You're being delivered messages of accuracy. So allow yourself to be inspired. Allow yourself to, it's not being crazy or silly to suddenly trust that impression where your logical mind said one thing, but you suddenly feel inspired to do something else. Go for it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Nice to meet you. Okay, Elena, how can we help you today?
You call me?
I did call you. Thank you for waiting. I'm so sorry. I called you way before and then I got tracked somewhere else. But I'm back.
Wasn't going anywhere.
Okay.
What do you have for me today?
One moment, please. allow the sun to shine. It's so funny because you're wearing yellow. Oh my gosh, how funny is that? What they keep saying to me is allow the sun to shine, allow the sun to shine. So what you're doing is what you do best, which is you bring forth the light. And so as you will allow the light to radiate, as you will allow the light to just, almost like Helen Keller, you know, when I face the sunshine, I can't see the darkness or the shadows or whatever. You're activating the consciousness of the light. You're activating the brilliance of the light. So it's remembering that's what a light worker does. You know, we come here sort of expecting the darkness, you know, so we're not going to be surprised because there's darkness here. But what we're here is to be like the fireflies. We're here to be the light. The light is going to have consequence. The light is going to bring forth change. And it's going to be, it plays a part in the recreation of the atom. So if you can remember that the light actually will change things, because what we're doing is we're bringing light to that darkened consciousness. And so the light is like the giver of truth. It's like the field of dreams, you know, build it and it will come. Well, we build it. We do that through the empowerment of the light. So this is what Spirit's teaching you. It's helping you to remember. It's sort of like another way of saying it, like some of those like law of attraction or metaphysical teachings, one of those kind of programs will teach you how to create things by not focusing on what you don't want. You know, it's not like you're going to go into denial about it, but you're not going to focus on it. You're going to focus on what you do want. So you're going to focus, in your case, it's focusing on the light. As you continue to do that, and say your name again, please.
Elena.
As you continue to do that, you create, they're showing me clarity of belief, that oracle card. So you create alternate realities, and you do that by your claim. You do that by your devotional gifts. You do that by your devotional inheritance. So it's really about, one way of saying it is like activating your faith. And that's a real thing. But you do that through the empowerment of your light. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
About that? Uh-huh. Is any of this light helping Carmen and her father?
And say your first name, please.
Elena.
Yes. Yes, you're like holding sacred space. You're holding sacred space. Do you know what I mean by that? In other words, it's sort of like you're holding the energy for things to be activated. You're holding the place so Carmen can anchor in on what she's looking for or finding. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
No accident, you're wearing yellow today, I assure you. So beautiful.
Really?
Really.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, I think we took care of everybody, so let us close. Indeed, we enjoy bringing the gifts of truth. We enjoy extending our light into seemingly darkness. We ask you to treat yourselves of utmost respect and recommend yourselves to the highest order on a daily basis. What you're realizing is, in truth, darkness is a non-reality. It is a blip on the radar. You are proving that to yourselves daily through your own self-respect, to your devotion, to your highest status. You see, dear ones, you are returning to your own oversoul, to your own self-guidance, to your highest will of truth. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. So thank you, everybody, so much for attending, for showing. I want to say showing up, but these are their words. And so when they say showing up, they don't mean this group. They mean showing up in your lives and realizing the importance of showing up, the importance of aligning with your light, aligning with your highest claim. Because as we do this for our own lives, as we activate the light in the darkness of our own consciousness, we offer that to the collective. And we don't really understand, we don't give, they're saying, enough value to the importance of that or the contributions. Just like when Elena was saying, you know, am I contributing, am I helping? We are all helping in ways that when they say that to have more self-respect, this is what they mean, that we don't realize the effect of our influence, that when we choose the light, that influence travels out, it goes abroad to another country, because again, there's no separation. So they're showing us as if we're all kings and queens. The more that we can appreciate that, the more that we understand our spiritual legacy, the greater value we'll place on ourselves. Now, that's our entitlement, because that's gonna help us both for ourselves, just in terms of our own individual expectations, in terms of just solving the riddles of our own personal affairs, as well as the reason for the opportunity. In other words, as we bring forth light into our own consciousness, we're stirring the collective. We're reminding everybody of the truth. And so when they said in the beginning of the importance of our presence, this cannot be understated. So again, the more value, the more claim to allow yourselves to have the crown, the gown, the cape, it will remind you of your inner strength. It will remind you of your abilities. Or if you prefer the angel wings, you know, whatever your preference is. But to have some kind of symbolic gesture, to allow yourself the gift of that true memory, will bring you up in status in terms of your own recollection of your own entitlement. So thank you for joining us, participating. Nice to see everybody. And of course, have a blessed week. We'll be back next Tuesday. We'll be here Thursday at 7 as well. So much love to everybody. Nice to see everyone. Thanks for joining.
Bye.
Bye.